This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
As Fatty McFatFat.
You're so high right now, I could punch your lights out.
My three favorite things, chicken, hot.
Get a Long Island iced tea in an IV bag.
It's the Hillman Morning Show.
It's definitely not for everybody, and that's totally okay. I also don't recommend bringing your children.
It's not one size fits all.
Something is going to happen to myself.
Please share this, and let's show everyone how powerful it is.
Let's all take one for the team.
Yeah, we'll get that later on.
Everybody.
Morning,
it's a Wednesday. Thursday.
What day is it?
I'm sorry.
I'm a little off.
I'm not off, but we had a late night last night at the Greg Hill Foundation event, and I'm a little slow going this morning.
What a great event.
You know, I have to thank everybody who came last night, including you.
Thank you.
You looked extraordinary.
Likewise.
You had the kind of the, what would you call it, a sports jacket for women, or blazer?
Blazer.
The blazer ensemble on Danielle last night, LB, you missed it.
Is that when you wear that when you're husky?
No.
Jeez, I mean, it's 6:03. I mean, is there any chance you could wait till 7 o'clock on that? She's not husky. She's extraordinary. She's not husky. She's amazing. But listen, sincere thanks to everybody who came last night to the UMass Club Boston for the Greg Hill Foundation event.
Yeah, huge turnout.
Great turnout. We raised a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I think the number one auction item may have been the Bestie ball, the Tom Brady autographed football. And all around, good time. Heard from some amazing beneficiaries and their stories. And there were some great appetizers, and I don't know if you tried the gnocchi or the...
I didn't get any food.
What? No food?
No, because you know how it is with events like that. You get in there, and then you bounce from one conversation to another.
You have to stand near the kitchen. I mean, the idea is...
I tried.
Yeah.
I tried. I was having full-fledged conversations with our pal Chris Scott from the Capitol Grill,
right
in front of the food spread. And couldn't do it. So I was like, okay, fine.
Well, LB and I have learned at an event like that, you stand near the kitchen 100%. And you get the appetizers when they come out first.
Greatest heads up ever. Say hi to the waiters and waitresses.
Oh, yeah.
First thing you do when you go to a charity event.
Well, and then they take extra special care
100%.
Of you. 100%. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, thank you to all of you who came and to all of our partners, Echo Store Technology and Lair Realty and Tito's Handmade Vodka and the City of Boston Credit Union and all of them there last night. And we're on to the second annual cornhole tournament after 7 this morning.
Yes.
I will give you details on the registration for the second annual Greg Hill Foundation cornhole tournament up in Maine in Old Orchard Beach. And it'll probably sell out quick, so make sure you're listening after 7.
What'd the number 34 8x10 go for?
I don't know that we in the silent auction. Well, first of all, it's irony if an autographed photo of you is in the silent auction because you haven't been
and no one writes your name down.
But you haven't been silent for 30 seconds in 14 years. But LB would be happy to next go round. We'll take an autographed 8x10 for the auction.
You know what I'll do next year is I'll make it a 16x20.
You gonna frame it? That means your head will be able to fit into the photo. all right. a lot of feedback on the meeting sports coat last night and the pocket square that I wore with it. Shu, have you ever worn a pocket square?
No. Never owned a pocket square.
Yeah,
can you actually use that as a hanky?
You can.
An expensive hanky.
Question?
I know you've worn a pocket protector, but I've never worn a pocket square.
No.
Yes, what is it, LB?
Now, did you square it up or did you triangle it?
I did like a triangle bunch thing.
It was like triangle 3.0. Did someone do that for you?
Well, yes, they did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. One does not compose their own pocket square. The pocket square is composed by others.
Oh, you composed that?
Yeah, of course.
That's not folding. That's composing.
It's composed.
Monkey. Did it look like the toilet paper in a hotel room after housekeeping is done folding it over?
Actually, it did.
Yeah.
Little rose at the top.
Yep.
A monkey, compose my pocket square. Mm. This is Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, everybody.
What's up?
Mike. Your reference on LB's 8x10 being auctioned.
Yes.
The cameraman from Groundhog Day. I bid the 25 cents. You don't remember that, Greg?
I don't. No, I don't.
Great movie. I can
barely hear you. All right. On the show this morning at 7:30, it is Stowe 5-0, a quick look at some of the horrifying crimes that were perpetrated over the last week in my hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts. So that is happening at about 7:30 this morning. At 7:50, we are going to play your Hill Mail. I'm sorry, at 8, we're going to play your Hill Mail voicemail messages back. But at 7:50, shortly before that, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. So if you are a man and you find yourself confused about the way the mind of a woman in your life works, you can ask Danielle to explain what is going on, and she will do so at 7:50 on today's show. 8 o'clock Hill Mail. You can leave a Hill Mail voicemail message right now at 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. And we will play it back coming up at 8. In just a moment, a neighbor on neighbor fence height dispute leads to a nude mannequin party. And we are heading to Texas where the men are horny and the cows are afraid.
Oh, no. Oh, wait a minute. I just did the math.
You might want to stay away from the tenderloin for a couple months just to be safe. So we'll get to all of that.
That's not for news.
And today's news coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right up next, I owe someone an apology at the very start of the show for the way in which I started my Instagram live last night at the Greg Hill Foundation event. And it's really, it's more of an old man kind of thing than it is a creep kind of thing. But apparently I began the Instagram live on the cleavage of some, inadvertently on the cleavage of someone who was who was at the event. Are you just looking at it now? Yeah. I mean, the problem is just, when it comes to technology, I'm 52 years old. I'm trying to hold my phone and start the Instagram live, and I'm not adept at aiming the phone in the right direction.
Apparently you are.
Why do you make excuses?
Well,
that's what guys do, Bart.
No.
You know what guys do? When you walk down the sidewalk and two chicks are walking toward you, you totally check them out, and then you fight not to turn your head around, but you do turn your head around to check out their butts.
So you're saying you watch them arriving, and you watch them walk away.
Yeah. Show me a guy that's at a charity event that doesn't look at the girl's cleavage while he's talking to her, and then he's like, ooh, am I staring?
Yeah. I mean, I did not intend to start that Instagram live on the cleavage, so my sincere apologies.
It's clavage.
Clavage, yes. However, as I said at the start of the show, thanks to everybody who came out last night for our Greg Hill Foundation annual event at the UMass Club in Boston, and we raised a lot of money, and we had a lot of fun, and we heard some really inspirational stories of those beneficiaries that you have all helped over the last 12 months. So my sincere thanks to everybody who came out last night and every single one of you who has donated to the foundation. Here's a 508 text that says, I am also 52 and I use the same excuse all the time. Well, it's not an excuse. It's an explanation. Today's weather is brought to you by Cantiani Insurance, and it is going to be partly cloudy today, and the temperature is going to be 49. Right now, it is 36 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. I saw an extended forecast yesterday, which said there was a nor'easter headed this way.
Yeah.
Now, is this a jinx because of Stanley's poll yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's you. You are jinxing nature. That's how strong the jinx is.
No, it's Stanley's poll, I think. But apparently, it's going to start. Sorry. It's going to start with rain tomorrow, and there's a chance that there might be a little bit of snow on Saturday.
Oh, for crying out loud.
But I'm not. I don't believe the weather people. I don't think they have any idea what they're talking about. So we won't worry about that until tomorrow. Waiting in line at the registry is awful. Cantiani Insurance goes for their clients every day for free. If you want to save money, call 508-791-2088 or go to cantianiinsurance.com for all of your insurance needs. Cantiani Insurance in Worcester or the East Douglas Insurance Agency in Douglas, great service and great prices. Coming up on the show this morning at 7:30, it is Stowe 5-0. And at 7:50, we are going to go inside the warped female brain. On the show tomorrow, LB's greatest moments of the week at 7:50. We have a lot to pick from.
Really?
Yeah. I believe that there was a live read yesterday, which will be at the top of the charts.
We just run that.
That's what the whole live read.
I'm sure the client won't mind, or will they? I don't know.
They don't mind. They understand me.
So LB's greatest moments of the week coming up at 7:50 on Friday.
Now, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Typically, during the summertime, we tend to take vacation during the week of Independence Day.
Yes.
Do you have any plans that might ruin your opportunity to binge Stranger Things 3?
I saw that the trailer came out yesterday.
Yes.
And is that when it's going to debut?
Correct.
Well, I normally go to Ocean Park, Maine for Independence Week.
Yes. Maybe you could watch it on your iPad.
Yes, to watch TV. Yes. I haven't seen the trailer.
Trailer's out.
Is it good?
Yeah.
You want to listen to it?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do that.
I mean, what did you think? We're just going to sit in my basement all day? Play games for the rest of our lives?
To me that you feel safe. I want you to feel like this can still be your home.
Happy 4th of July!
Stranger Things 2 was less than satisfying compared to... How did you feel about it, Chu?
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one looks really good. I mean, if you didn't see the trailer, spoiler alert, that monster...
Yeah, there's a new creature.
It's terrifying.
Oh, yeah. There's a new creature?
Oh, yeah. My God.
Does he do the sports?
looks like he could. God.
I'm going to leave.
So you're saying he's a little heavy.
A 978 texter says, I can't wait. My Independence Day has been canceled. That's when you know you're a real binger. If you're willing to give up on celebrating America.
Yeah. Right.
And you're willing, it's a beautiful 4th of July and there's a parade and a barbecue and there's vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate. And you don't want to participate because you want to binge watch Stranger Things 3. That means you're a real binger.
Will you rewatch 1 and 2 beforehand? Because I will.
No. What, do you do that?
I do because it's been so long since I saw 2.
Yeah.
You know, it's like 2 came out kind of on the heels of when I saw 1.
Yeah.
So everything fell in line. Now I'm so far removed from the storyline that I feel like I need a refresher.
Here's a text that says the new monster on Stranger Things 3 looks like Pizza the Hut. As long as there's a good enough recap at the start of the last couple of seasons, then I don't have to binge watch the other 2 seasons in order to get back into it.
Right.
But that is the problem with certainly Netflix and cable is that it takes so long for these seasons to come back.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to have to do some kind of a recap in order to get into this final season, just because there's so much that's gone on. I have to catch up on all of it.
When is it coming back?
Game of Thrones is in June, I think. Is that when the final season begins? I'm sure somebody texting in with that. You think it's sooner than that?
I thought it was sooner than that.
Well,
like end of April?
April 14th.
Oh, it's that,
not
nice.
That far off.
Okay, yeah.
Around the corner.
Yeah. So we have a countdown going to the home opener, which is just about 20 or so days away. Uh-huh. We have a countdown to the Boston Marathon, which is 30 days away. Mm-hmm. And we have a countdown to the premiere of the final season of Game of Thrones, which is less than 30 days away on the 14th of April. All right. Stranger Things 3 is coming.
That's what she said.
It is 6:29, and it's time for the news. And the news this first hour is brought to you by
LB's Hair Loss Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life. Brought to you also by Mercedes-Benz. Revolutionary, technology is now within reach with the all-new Mercedes-Benz A-Class, equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and natural voice recognition, so you and your car are seamlessly connected. Visit mbusa.com or your local dealer to schedule a test drive today. So there's a mom in Minnesota in trouble for running over her son on purpose.
Wow.
Now, it gets a little weird. Cynthia Grund is her name. She's 58. She lives in Olmsted County. Her son was reportedly drunk and dared her to do it.
Oh.
So she said, okay,
yeah.
I will.
I don't think there should be any charges. If you're drunk and you dare your mom to run you over and she does it,
right?
That's your issue.
That's consensual,
that's,
right?
That's not her issue. That's your issue.
Yeah.
But so he was drunk. And he said, run me over. And she said, okay. Mm-hmm. And now she's in trouble.
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. She allegedly ran him over twice after he laid down in the driveway. He was supposed to be going to stay with a friend and had been drunk all day. So she's like, that's it.
How old is he?
He is 37.
Still living at home?
Still living at home.
Yeah, okay.
So she had arranged for him to stay elsewhere and tried to give him a ride. And he laid across the driveway and said, sure, why don't you just run over me? So she did.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, neighbors are shocked.
Oh, yeah.
Samuel Hafner is one of them.
They were always friendly, always willing to help out within our community, and I would never describe them as off or malicious in any sort of way.
Off. That's a great term.
I like that. Yeah. Off.
My mom used to use that all the time. Yeah. It's just, we had like a guy. Every town, I'm sure if you're a townie and you've lived here your whole life like I have, then you know this. Every town had that dude, and nobody knew where he lived, but he walked his way around your little town, and we had one of those when I was growing up, and my mom used to tell me he's a little off. Just a little off.
It's okay.
It's okay.
He's a little off.
He's a little off.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I...
Good guy.
I was thinking the same thing, Greg, that she shouldn't be charged, but she did it twice.
She did do it twice. Yeah, you're right about that, Shoe. All right. Well, they're going to have to go to some kind of family therapy or something like that.
Oh, really?
I'm sure. What else is happening today?
Speaking of neighbors, there's a great story out of Santa Rosa, California, and how one man got revenge on his neighbor that basically required him to lower his 6-foot fence in his backyard. This had been an ongoing dispute for some time. The neighbor was always complaining about Jason Windus's fence, saying that it was too high and it needed to come down from the current 6-foot level.
Why is it any business how high his neighbor's fence is?
I think a higher fence is better.
Yes.
Well, a lot of cities have ordinances.
Yes.
That don't allow you to have a certain height of fence.
Yeah.
Sure. So the guy has dogs, and he said, you know, this lower fence is going to make it difficult for me to keep my dogs in the yard because they could get over a low fence. So what he did to get back at his neighbor after the fence lowering was set up basically a patio display with patio furniture and naked mannequins on the lawn as though they were sitting there having cocktails. They're posed in all different types of ways, facing different directions. And Jason thinks it's pretty funny.
I got a letter from the code enforcement lady saying that I had to cut my fence down to 3 feet.
I guess the average person would have would cop a resentment and get all angry, and I threw a naked party in my yard.
Naked party in my yard.
He's a hero.
I'm there.
Oh, I love it.
Love it.
There's nothing better than the neighbor-on-neighbor dispute that goes on for decades.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
But this is awesome.
And neither person moves. Neither person is going to give an inch. You know what I mean?
Why should I move? You move.
Right. this is Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hello, everybody.
What's
up, guys? Greg, I've got a little... I think you need to cue up your little sound clip for the defense of for the mother that ran over her son. I think she's going to wind up saying, he enticed me. He ridiculed me.
He ridiculed me my entire life. That was a guy who shot and killed his wife. And then he got on 911 and basically said it was because she had mocked and ridiculed and enticed him her whole life.
She enticed me and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
Oh, God.
Poor guy. All right. What else going on, Danielle?
Olivia Jade is furious with her parents for ruining her life.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. And I got to tell you, you can chuckle at this and be like, poor little rich girl, but I think she has a good point.
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Don't even.
I'm not.
Do not even say this.
Well, when we get into the juggling between what she wanted to do and what her parents wanted to do, okay?
Okay.
So she, of course, Lori Loughlin's daughter, we've talked about her in reference to the college admissions scandal that's been going on the last week or two. And she said that she didn't even want to go to college. She was happy being an influencer and a YouTube star.
Okay.
Now, because her parents wanted her at USC, she said her life is basically ruined. A source spoke with the Daily Mail and said she has been passionate about her career and wanted to work and was doing well, but that wasn't enough. Her parents basically told her that she would have to juggle college and her influencer career. And now she's devastated because all the work she put into building her personal brand basically imploded and everyone thinks she's a complete idiot.
Well, first of all, she is an adult, and mm-hmm. her parents should not have forced her to mm-hmm. go to college. But did she have to do it? I mean, did they drag her there? I mean, she's an 18-year-old graduating from high school.
I think your situation where you were so independent and your parents were like, Barry Hill was like, that's it, you're 18, out.
Yeah,
go.
He kicked me out.
I think it's very different than a lot of experiences other people have had. Like for me, for instance, it took me a long time before my mother would let me move out. And even though I was a grown adult, technically, she still held a lot of influence over what I did with my life. And she was basically like, no, you're going to school. You're going to do this.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you feel bad for Olivia Jade? I don't feel bad for Olivia Jade. I mean, I'm sorry that her personal brand is in jeopardy.
Yeah. Too bad.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry she's losing followers and.
Yeah.
But that's
terrible.
That's money. She spent a lot of time building that. You know, people want to joke about influencers and, you know, we do that other chick, but it takes a lot to build those social media metrics and stuff like that and build your followership.
Maybe she should have taken some of that money and gotten an apartment.
Yeah, I know.
You know, I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for her at all.
Well, her life has been ruined.
Excuse
me. Her social media life has been ruined.
Right, right.
Her
life.
Her real life is fine.
Mm-hmm.
IRL. She's okay, IRL. I mean, we just read an article that, or talked about an article yesterday where they said you don't reach adulthood until you're, 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get it. Are you okay, Danielle? Oh.
I haven't felt well since last night, so I'm trying to power through it.
Uh-oh. Want me to grab a garbage can?
No, I'll run to the bathroom if I have to get sick. Thank you, though, I'll be. I'm not pregnant. Let's not start texting that in.
No, you're not pregnant.
No.
Too many Moscow mules last night.
No, I don't drink Moscow mules.
I saw you guzzling those.
No, I didn't drink. I didn't drink last night.
You didn't drink?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's probably
one ginger ale.
That's the problem. You had one ginger ale?
Yeah, one ginger ale. Very exciting night for me.
Who drinks ginger ale?
I love ginger ale. Are you kidding me?
All the time. Schweppes. Yeah.
At an event?
Yeah. What else is like? I didn't feel like drinking alcohol, so.
Oh.
I was like, what else? You know, I needed a little something to whet the whistle.
Cheap date.
Yeah.
You're a cheap date.
Not really.
No.
They charge you $9 for the Schweppes.
Right.
Listen, I got to tell you something. I don't know where the money is coming from, but Danielle was bidding like a fiend on the auction item. We had an auction item, which was a cottage in Nantucket for our Figawi party, mm-hmm. the Greg Hill Foundation Figawi party. And Danielle, she must have a wealthy benefactor, because she was bidding like a fiend last night. Yes.
Is it really a cottage, or is it like a pup tent big enough for maybe a person and a dog that comes with sleeping bags that will be soaking wet when you get there?
Yeah, those were the hurricane tents that they used.
Right.
The
FEMA tents?
The FEMA tents that they used for right. Fire Festival. I'm sorry, but I just don't have any sympathy for Olivia Jade. I get it. Her parents probably threatened to shut her off from the Fuller House money or whatever, but she should have moved out if she's making money on her own as an influencer. They didn't ruin her life. And you know, the other thing that's going on is a lot of these college kids who are getting kicked out of these schools now are saying that they knew nothing about it, even though they had to go take pictures like on rowing machines and on soccer fields, and they had never played the sport in their entire life.
Bulldog, it's called damage control.
Yeah.
You know, they want to continue their lives and don't want this smudge on their record.
Well, here's a text that says, 978 text, it says, "Hey, Olivia Jade, go get a real job and be clinically depressed like the rest of us."
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose she could always get into porn. There's always that angle.
Yeah.
It's an option.
If she thinks that her parents ruined her life, that would be the path to go to really get back at them.
I'll show you.
How long do you think it takes before she is desperate enough to get right into porn? All right. Well, if you feel bad for Olivia Jade, you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message. She says that her life has been ruined and she's angry at her parents. We will play your Hillmail voicemail messages back at 8. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. This is Doug from Weymouth, who is on the Framingham Ford studio line. Doug?
Good morning, people.
Doug, do you live anywhere near the other Weymouth caller that we have frequently on this show?
I don't know who he is. I would love to find him.
Oh, okay.
For reasons that I shouldn't say on the radio.
I got you. Yes. I got that, yes. Doug.
Yes. What's up, Doug?
So I wanted to kind of go back a little bit to what LB is trying to give Danielle a trash barrel in case she gets sick.
Yes.
And then you mentioned the fact that she was at an event. She didn't want to drink alcohol. She was drinking ginger ale.
Yes, yes.
And then she wants to get a place to kind of have a nice little homey thing or whatever. I don't know. Maybe Stiz has got a little explaining to go in.
No, I don't know.
I literally just said 3 minutes ago, I'm not pregnant, so don't start texting that in.
I will say this. Isn't Stiz Grimey out sick this morning?
He is. He's out sick today.
Oh, really? And you may have to leave the show in the middle of it because you're sick.
Let's try to make that connection while I'm feeling vomitous. Yeah.
What time does the plane leave?
Is Stiz home painting the nursery?
Oh.
Can you imagine a little baby Stiz?
No.
I'm going to see Slade at the Middle East, yo.
Yeah, that kid's going to come out smelling like cigarettes.
Oh, can you imagine a Stiz Danielle baby and what that would look like? We should do some kind of art for the internet.
A little mashup.
On what a Stiz Danielle baby would look like.
Did he quit smoking?
No.
Apparently, Stiz suffers from migraines.
Yeah.
And
he has bad headaches.
Headaches.
He has a really bad one this morning, so he won't be in. His poll is not up currently due to the headache.
Yeah.
But people who have migraines talk about how horrendous they are.
Nightmare. Five-hour horror show.
Just takes you out.
Crazy.
Kind of like this show.
I generally get one
enjoy the show.
I get one at about 7 o'clock when the sports begins. That's when I get my migraine.
At 7:10.
It's still going on at 7:10. Yes, the sports starts at 7, and it's still the sports minute starts at 7. It's still going on at 7:10.
Listen, I'm laser show, man.
Yes, you are. All right. Well, more news if Danielle can make it through the next break without getting ill coming right up. It is 6:51, and it is going to be partly cloudy today, and the temperature is going to be in the upper 40s. We are maybe going to get to 50. Coming up the next hour, it is still 5:00 at about 7:30. A quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that were either called in or walked in to my hometown police department over the last week. And then at 7:50 this morning, we're going to go inside the warped female brain. So if you're a guy and you've tried, but you can't figure out the way the convoluted irrational brain of a woman in your life works, you may ask Danielle to explain all of that to you, and she will do so at 7:50. And then on the show this morning at 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on any topic. Danielle was drinking ginger ale at a party last night, and okay. she's sick this morning. So does that mean that she is with child, like the Virgin Mary was? Mm. Well, maybe you can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on who the father is, or any other topic.
Donor number 837. Because yeah, that's exactly what I'd do. If I were pregnant, I'd give out all the hints on the radio that would let people know.
Well, no, I think we all know you're not pregnant, but we're just trying to, we're just having fun with it.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, it's not fun.
How do you know? How do you know that you're not? And that's why you're feeling, that's why you have morning sickness. Were you sick last night? No.
Yes, I was, actually. You're sick. Yeah. I didn't feel well last night at all.
You're sick. You're only sick in the morning, and you were drinking ginger ale.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is a clear sign that you're with child.
Well, then God might have been involved somehow.
Don't you have to be a virgin for it to be a miracle?
Well, we're a long way from that, sir.
Well, you can be... Can't you go back and have surgery to get the... Don't they have a surgery where you can get the virgin back? Don't they have a thing like that?
Yeah. A couple stitches.
Your last chance to win tickets to see Kiss's End of the Road Tour at the TD Garden happening all weekend here at WAAF. So listen starting tomorrow at 5, and all weekend long you will have the opportunity to win tickets to go see Kiss's End of the Road Tour at the TD Garden. All right, that's all weekend long. Now, we were in the middle of the news. We got distracted by Olivia Jade and the story of your nausea this morning. So let's get back to it. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the guy who was involved in a high-speed chase in California that got out to bust a move on the freeway.
Really?
Happened in the San Fernando Valley Tuesday night. California Highway Patrol officers were trailing this man for some time. They were able to perform a pit maneuver on the guy's vehicle, causing him to spin out and stop. When the officers approached the man with guns drawn, he began to slowly walk away from his vehicle with his hands up and then suddenly broke into a short dance routine.
Love it.
What was he doing?
Kind of like
was he breakdancing?
Breakdancing, yeah. Kind of shuffly, kind of.
People, don't you know what's up on top?
Was he doing the grocery, like the grocery cart? Or
the Blockbuster employee when you put the videos back on the shelf?
The lawn sprinkler?
Popping and locking?
Yes, like a fool. Like a fool. So California Highway Patrol let him do his thing for a little while before they took him into custody. And there was a helicopter above the scene, of course, because high-speed chase. So we've got some sound from the person in the helicopter reporting on the situation.
Now he's dancing. That is that's a new one here for us at Sky 5. We don't always see that happening here at the end of a pursuit.
You got to go out on top.
Yeah, right? You might as well. You're going away for a while.
Yeah, you're going down, so...
Right. You're going to spend a couple months or a year in jail. You might as well have a last dance.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Right? Make it a moment.
Let's see. Here's a text on Danielle. It's a 781 text. And it says, here's a little insight, Greg, into the warped female brain. If you want to be pregnant and you're not pregnant, joking about it isn't really funny.
It's not. And the old, like, default to you must be pregnant anytime a female doesn't feel well.
Sexist?
It's not sexist. It's just, it's old.
Uh-huh.
It's old.
Would you equate that to, you must be having your period?
Yeah, yeah, kind of like that. Thing. You know, yeah. I don't ask you if your balls are stuck to your leg.
Well.
You can at any time, Danielle. You can.
LBs are stuck to his ankle.
Hey, listen.
Hey, kid. Listen, kid.
Listen, chicks at the nursing home think it's sexy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Now you got to reach down there.
Here's a 617 text, which reads, is it irony that a third level pranic healer is sick and can't heal herself this morning?
I'm a level one, and I haven't had time to work on anything.
I've refrained.
What do you mean you haven't had time to work on anything?
Because I felt like crap and went home, went to bed.
Well, I mean, do you heal
yourself? Woke up this morning.
Can you heal yourself?
Yeah, you can work on yourself.
I mean, you paid $35,000 to become
18,
this
like, I'll be. Okay. 18.
Oh, it's, what do you, how do you heal yourself with pranic
healing? It's the same way you would heal anybody else. You would follow whatever the protocol is in Master Choa's book about pranic healing for stomach issues, GI issues, nausea, whatever that might be, whichever chakras are associated with that.
Page 4. Take a Tums. That's what Master Cho says. If you have if you have a stomach problem, you take Tums. Mm. Master Cho says what's his name?
Master Choa. Koksui.
Okay. He says take Tums and go
and
it should work.
By the way, we're running another level one pranic healing workshop this weekend in Woburn. If anyone's interested, reach out to me. We have a couple spots left.
I don't think anybody wants to go to the healing workshop and get the norovirus.
Well, I won't go. But it's a great opportunity to get your level one done before Master Glenn comes back next month to teach advanced.
Oh, Master Glenn is coming to town to heal everybody with pregnancy?
Master Glenn is very funny and inappropriate.
Now, are we going to do Ask a Pranic Healer on the show?
Ask a Master. We'll have him in studio when he's here.
Okay, Ask a Master. Mm-hmm. Master Glenn. Mm-hmm.
Master Glenn Mendoza, who's also he's a director of neonatology at a hospital in New York.
That sounds seriously real.
He's the head of the NICU, basically. Yeah, babies come out and they need surgery.
No, you told me that.
He was also directing the orgy that happened at the yoga retreat.
You can't have sex. You can't have sex for a week up to and a week after the Arhatic yoga retreat.
Well, maybe that's why you're sick. It's because you gave up sex after
I didn't
the
give
thing.
Up. Wow.
That might be the problem. Let's see. Here's a 508 text from another woman. Yes, Greg, I start my first cycle of IVF on Monday, and I also hate pregnancy jokes.
Yeah, it sucks.
All right, well, I'm sorry. I won't make any
more. It's just tone deaf, Greg.
I'm tone deaf?
Not you, just the concept of the pregnancy jokes, you know? Like when people walk up to you, they're like, so what are you, how old are you now? I'm like, 41, be 42 in July. I'm like, oh. So no kids, huh? And I'm like, yeah, that's good. It's fine. I just, was with someone for 8+ years that kind of dragged their feet on that. So now I'm kind of in this situation. But oof. F me for giving it the benefit of the doubt, right?
Listen, I guarantee you, Master Glenn would be willing to give you a child.
I don't think Master Marilog, his wife, would enjoy that very much.
His wife is also a master. Huh. All right, well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.